sponsor him.
We're still working on it.
Well, here's David
Meyer. Still working on it. Thank you, Lando. It's Wednesday. It's time for Rent Free. That is anything that is living in your head rent free, whether it be ticket drops, funny bits, song lyrics, inside jokes, whatever it is. Give us an email, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we like to play those. We like to have fun every Wednesday. And our producer this week, EA, which, by the way, real go-getter, EA. He's been producing his ass off. I feel like he gets a bad rep for, you know, the words he says every now and then. But he's been busting it.
Before you give him more compliments, let's see where this is
okay.
going.
Okay, but we get in the meeting this morning. We're talking about rent-free. He goes, bros.
I got one.
I got one. I said, that's not the name of the segment. That's right. What the invasion does. But I would love to hear what's rent-free in EA's head.
All right, guys. Again, Lando's right. This could be a total failure. And it might only be great for me.
I believe in you, EA.
This was a actual commercial done a few years ago, back in the mid-2012s or whatever.
I'm sure the ticket.
I don't know if the ticket's done something back in the day on it. Who knows?
So like June of 2012.
Maybe. But this was a real commercial, and it got back to me on social media about a month ago. And it's so stuck in my head that I was in the shower even this morning singing the lyrics to this song. This is an authentic, real commercial.
The Gerald lyrics?
No.
Is that what you said?
That's a this sick is, reference, bro.
This is a real commercial.
Fist bump me.
Here you go.
Hey, baby. How is your car run? Do you have a trouble with your transmission? Shifty in forward, shifty in reverse, domestic or foreign, I please you beat my service. Shifty in forward, shifty in reverse, domestic or foreign, I please you beat my service.
Okay, EA, I have a question. Was this a commercial in America?
Yes. This is a auto mechanic shop called Arlen's.
In Arlen's?
Arlen's shop in Burbank, California.
What are you doing in Southern California? That,
No, this was like, this went
it's
like...
It's on his feed.
Hold on, wait, finish. You'll like
it's
the second
catchy.
Part.
It's catchy, I like it.
I do too.
And this part, he's dancing with the girls.
Shifted in forward, shifted in reverse, domestic or foreign, I please you beat my service. Shifted in forward, shifted in reverse, domestic or foreign, I please you beat my service.
Where are you seeing commercials in Burbank, California?
Let me help you shift it.
Let me play that again.
Is he saying shift it?
Hello, my name is Burgan. Let me help you shift it.
All right. It is catchy, though.
It is.
That's why it's rent-free in your head.
I'll just be in the shower. I was like, shift it in reverse. Shift it in reverse. And I love the part. He's like, domestic and foreign. And it's funny. Go watch it on YouTube. These attractive girls pop up, and he's like just some normal guy in the mechanic shop, and he's trying to like seduce them with,
what's it called?
Shift It. Just typed in Shift It on YouTube, and you'll see. And the guy, I looked in the background of this. This was a real commercial some guys did for this mechanic shop. They're like, hey, we want to make a funny commercial for you. They did it, and it went viral, and he went big off. It was like, this is old. It's like 12 or 13 years old.
Okay, so you saw this on YouTube. This wasn't just it. No, you're not listening to Burbank, California.
No,
radio.
I'm not over there just like, hey, Burbank.
Mine, okay.
There's the guy.
Okay. He kind of looks like Serge Tankian a little bit.
Oh, here we go. He does a little bit.
Look at it. Okay.
And it's small little two-garage shop.
Yeah. And he got big off this, and the girls had him dancing. He's seducing the girl while...
He did them all?
Yeah. I'm sure he did.
Oh, my God. Mine will watch this.
That's very provocative. Yes.
Yeah.
He's up in there.
He's like... he's using a metal grinder, and he's got his arms around a lady, and then he does this weird turn to the camera. Must watch.
Amazing transmission commercial.
Yes. And
EA, that's awesome.
I love it. He sounds like someone like my uncle. He looks like an uncle of mine.
Same.
We weren't going to say it.
Just like mine, also. So much in common. That was very awesome, EA. Let's get to some P1s here, Lando. I know you have one. We're going to have to save that for next week because we want to hear from the P1s here also. But EA
You're
always
not
goes
here
first.
Next week, but whatever.
I won't be here, but I'll be listening. Let's go to P1 Kylie, who says, "Hello, sweet spot boys. Last month when I was visiting my sister, she put on The Heat for us to watch. It's a silly feel-good buddy cop movie.
With Robert De Niro.
Was just Heat. This is I guess similar. Buddy cop movie from 2013, the mid-2013s, with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. There's a club scene in that movie, and a very familiar song came on. I perked up when I heard the E! News Bed. I never knew that was an actual song.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for adding to my music collection. Happy Queefsgiving from Kylie." So, yes, this was, you've got the scene from the movie.
To tease it. What is that? What does that mean? Not what you want it to mean.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Let's peel back. Let's peel back the curtain for a second. Mm-hmm. Pretty much every bed that we have is an actual song.
Oh, yeah.
There's not many that aren't.
So I wonder how many people don't know this is an actual song. So this is Flashlight by Parliament Funkadelic. And it's been in a ton of movies and stuff. I think it was in Guardians of the Galaxy. It was in Straight Outta Compton in a party scene. And every time I hear it in the wild, I think of the old mic intro. Let's get a little Flashlight going.
Has this always been the E! News bed?
I mean,
for a while.
For at least 20 plus years.
Yeah,
since I've listened to the Hardline, this has been the bed for E! News, and it fits perfectly.
It is nice to find this kind of stuff in the wild. Like when you randomly hear like the Invasions intro.
Yeah.
At a play, you're like,
yeah.
Hey, it's Juvenile.
And I think that's cool that we used already made music to. Maybe it's not an A-list song, but it's something that was popular in the 80s or something that you'll still catch every now and then. It's like, oh, yeah, it's the E! News song. So, yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, Parliament Funkadelic.
Man, we're 2 for 2. Those are good ones.
Those are very good. Let's go to the third one here, Ham. This is from David, not me. This is a different David. He said, "Hello, sweetest of spotters. This is more of a question than anything else, but figured rent-free is the best place to bring it up. What is the drop my sandwich fell apart from? It sounds like Michael Cera saying it, but I'm not sure. I feel like I've heard the quote before, but can't place it. Thank you for all you do to your bodies," from David. Do you have the drop, Ham?
My sandwich just fell apart.
Okay. So that, of course, is Tom Gribble,
yes,
who now is a producer at KSCS, but about, I guess his last year here was 13, 14 years ago, the producer of Bad Radio.
Yeah.
And if we have the full audio clip here, this was a little moment he had with the Bad Radio boys.
Clearly, if the Mavs are to survive until our next episode, as Snoop Dogg might say, what is Tom doing?
My sandwich just fell apart.
So turn on your mic and share it with the whole world.
What happened? The whole thing?
Because everyone...
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the Tom Show.
I was looking forward to my egg salad sandwich, and I pulled it out of the bag, and the thing fell apart.
If this is your first day of listening to our show, this is, this is one of our benchmarks. At 12:05, it is, how's Tom's sandwich doing?
I spent $3, three hard-earned bucks on the sandwich, and now it's ruined.
That, in a nutshell, is...
Get my money back.
An explanation of our moderate success on this show is... The 12:05 benchmark of how's Tom's lunch doing?
Well, look at this!
Shut up.
Like, so you're saying like other days?
Awesome. And yeah, that's a little bit of a ticket Mondegreen.
He's so put off by his...
My sandwich just fell apart.
Ew, an egg sandwich?
Do we have Michael Cera that we can maybe compare?
One name?
Oh my.
Who are you, Seal?
My sandwich just fell
apart.
They're the same person.
A vocal
person.
Doppelganger.
Yeah, they're the same person.
What if they're the person exactly... What?
What if they're the person the exactly
Sorry.
The same?
I'm going to stop.
Why?
Could be.
What?
I could see Michael Cera as Tom Gribble if we're casting a ticket-related movie. The voice is there.
That is great... That is... The full context of it is fantastic.
That's a great ticket moment.
Passive aggressive Bob.
Oh, back when they were just fighting every single day. Yeah, that, yes. I think that was when I was in college. I was like, what are they gonna get on to Tom about today? It was always something. So yes, thank you, P1s.
Totally different move.
We went 3 for 3 today.
That was awesome. Sorry we didn't get to yours, Lando. You can do it next Wednesday at 2:15 with Norm. Or maybe Norm has something rent free
I guess
as he fills in for me. That'll be awesome. But there you go. Some rent free.